Well, good morning to all my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton coming to you from Texas down here. And you know, many times in our shows, I try to relate to you what happened the past week. And this also many times sparks my newspaper columns, what I've been doing. And sometimes I'm actually out on assignment. Other times I'm just out hunting and fishing on my own. I'd be doing that if I were not an outdoor writer. You know, I grew up hunting and fishing and I just love to do it. But I was on a turkey hunt last week, which morphed into a hog hunt. My buddies tell me that I could turn a hunt for anything into a hog hunt, but hogs are very plentiful down here in Texas, and I love to hunt them, and I love to cook them and eat them. Wild pork is really one of my favorite, probably my favorite game meat. But I was up on the Dale River Ranch hunting turkeys, and I mean, the wind was blowing 20, 25 miles an hour, a steady 20, and then it would gust up to probably over 25 miles an hour, but it's real, real windy. I did a newspaper article this past week on how much wind influences the way we hunt and fish. If you think about it, the single most thing, force that dictates how we go about hunting and fishing is the wind. I mean, if you're a fisherman, from the time you launch that boat, if it's real windy, until you try to tie up to a stick up or something with the bow of your rope, to trying to actually pattern where the fish are, wind is a major factor. I used to think that wind actually blew bait fish against the shoreline. Bill Dance, America's favorite fisherman, a good friend of mine, Bill told me, he straightened me out on that a few years ago. During the night, the wind blows, and what happens, there's zooplankton, you know, little small bits of food, if you will, for shad, for bait fish. Well, the shad pull up shallow, and then the game fish come in, you know, to feed on the shad. So that's what the bait fish are not actually blown into the bank. That's really not true, Bill tells me, and it makes sense that it's not. But if you're hunting, you have to pay attention to the wind, very close attention to the wind. You know, you need to get set up downwind of an area where you're expecting game to show up. Very, very important. If you're calling turkeys, say you're calling elk. If it's real, real windy, you know, the sound does not carry as far, so you got to hunt closer, if you will. You have to spend, you know, you got to set up to see game up close instead of calling. A lot of times on a turkey hunt, you know, if it's calm conditions, you can call turkeys for 400 or 500 yards away. They can hear you. But if it's real, that wind's howling and blowing the brush around everything, it's a far different story. You have to get up closer to them. Think about deer hunting a little bit too. If you hunt deer on windy conditions, that deer is at a disadvantage. He depends upon his nose, his sense of smell to detect where you're at, to detect danger, if you will, you know. So, and then the leaves and the brush is rustling around, moving. He can't tell by looking what's going on. So wind greatly affects deer hunting. That's a lot of times you can set up downwind of where you want to hunt deer, and all that, even if it's in a strong gale, but they're probably not going to be moving if it's real, real windy. I've noticed that, and I bet if you're a deer hunter, you've noticed that too through the years. My newspaper article that runs in a bunch of newspapers, mostly here in Texas, this past week was on the wind. Friend or foe, I think, is what we title that newspaper column. We'll post it here on High Plains Public Radio or High Plains Outdoors here. I'd like you to read it so you might get a kick out of it, but wind is very, very, very important. Folks, remember, you can always contact me through catfishradio.org, and a lot of you do. So if you have anything on your mind you'd like to talk about, maybe sometime you'd like to be my guest, just feel free to go to www.catfishradio.org and check in with me. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, B&B Charcoal, Signature Properties on Lake Fork in East Texas, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Smoke & Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.